Joined now by Knoxville girls soccer coach Bethany Johnson on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA-KRLS. Well, Bethany, the warmer weather has arrived. Let's talk a little bit about soccer. First couple weeks or two, you know, how things are going for you.
It's going great. We have had a lot of inexperienced girls, and just understanding the game is, we have to go over it on a daily basis and understand the rules and make sure they're getting their touches correctly.
What, experience versus non-experience? Is it a pretty inexperienced team this year versus last year?
Yes. A lot of people are playing different positions than what they had in the past, and a lot of freshmen have came out that have never played at all.
How do you manage them with, never playing soccer? They might have watched it on TV, but now they're kind of right there. How do you and Coach, Peden, address all that?
Kind of like an individual, like just pull somebody aside and be like, okay, this is how you do this. This is what a line means. This is what square means. This is what a split is. How to correctly throw in a ball without putting your foot up. That has taken some practice. And just know where you're at on the field.
Had a scrimmage, I believe, this week over at Pella, and what did you learn from that? You know, regardless of what the score looked like, what did you learn about your team in that?
I learned that some of our defense kind of gets clustered together, and so we just need to spread out, use the field, and not get so congested that we do kick the ball up the line and our person is supposed to be there, but not, because we are too much smashed together.
And do you want them more spread out? What ideally are you looking for out there?
I want them spread out, but also take your space when it's available. Don't just kick to kick it.
Let's talk about, as we're talking to Bethany Johnson, Knoxville girls soccer coach on KNIA-KRLS. Let's talk about some of your experienced players. You do have a few of those back. Who are some of the girls you're really looking at, A, to lead, and to maybe be your scorers this year?
Hallie and Peyton Horn are my captains. Peyton is out due to a foot injury, but Hallie is my go-to for my back line, keeping everybody in order, plus our new goalie keeper. Just to have them say, hey, we need to do this and not do what you just did, or kind of just take the younger girls in and just kind of brace them and say, hey, you're doing all right, and it's okay to make mistakes.
You mentioned some of the younger, experienced girls. You had played some freshmen last year, and they're back as well. Some of your maybe sophomores, juniors that might contribute this year.
We are very kind of inexperienced in the middle of the field because I did graduate a lot, but we're just kind of just working our kinks out, and that's what our scrimmage was yesterday. Just to feel where some of them can play and some of them are better at, I guess.
Again, talking to Bethany Johnson, Knoxville girls soccer coach on KNIA-KRLS. What do you want this team to look like or to be by the time the season wraps up, which hopefully isn't for until well into June?
Yeah, I would really like them to be at where we ended from last year. I think we ended on a huge high note. And just the momentum going into this season, I would like to carry that through. But I have a lot of inexperienced girls, and I think they have a whole bunch of potential.
And not too long until your first match either. Are they ready for a match that, is going to count now?
I think because of our scrimmage yesterday, I think we know what we need to work on a little more. So that's what we're going to do at practice today and on Monday. And just do a little bit of walkthroughs and do like more situation like.
All right. Good. Best of luck to you, Bethany, and we'll talk to you throughout the season.
Thanks.
That's Bethany Johnson, Knoxville girls soccer coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA-KRLS.